third down as Mitchell gets the snap out of the pistol formation. Brandon rolling toward his right, fires to the goal line, complete, touchdown Arkansas. Chris Gregg caught it at the one, fell into the end zone, and Brandon Mitchell has thrown a touchdown pass.
We're talking about all the fun things this morning. I'm Rex Nelson. Doug White from the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Bill Vickery still in Fayetteville, so we're sitting in. But all the fun things, we've talked about dove hunting. We've talked about great Arkansas restaurants, football, Arkansas culture. We'll get back to football, but speaking of Arkansas culture, speaking of music, if you get today's Arkansas Democrat Gazette, Linda Calluette has a great story on the efforts up at Dice where Johnny Cash was raised to restore the Cash home and really to restore a lot of that community to look like it did when it was a model community back during the Roosevelt administration. And Doug and my friend Kirkley Thomas and others out at the Electric Cooperative of Arkansas have been really instrumental in trying to get a statewide focus on what's going on at Dice. They've gotten Ruth Hawkins and the good people at Arkansas State who do so much good work in the entire eastern half of the state, from the Hemingway Pfeiffer home up in Piggott to the Lakeport Plantation, all the way down at Lake Village to the Southern Tenant Farmers Museum at Tyranza, all great attractions run by ASU. And now we're going to see Dice added to the mix. Boy, Doug, the first of the Johnny Cash concerts, and hopefully there'll be a series of them to raise money, but an unqualified success last month, selling out the Convocation Center on the Arkansas State University campus in Jonesboro.
I mean, it's hard to believe, Rex, when you were that very first meeting that Kirkland,
yes,
Carmi and I hosted at the co-ops, and this was before where it really just went crazy when we got Dr. Hawkins involved and talking about the potential and just having this dream and this vision, and then 2 years later seeing it actually realized. And you're right. I mean, 6,000 seats filled it up. I'm on the third row with my mother from Oklahoma City, who came for one reason and one reason only. She wanted to see Kris Kristofferson.
Wow.
And so she's ogling Kris Kristofferson. I'm just amazed at Roseanne Cash's stage presence and charisma. And every act was better than the other one. And just an overwhelming success. And I couldn't be happier. And I think you're right. I mean, if we can keep the momentum for this thing, this could be a showcase place.
And then it raised, the great news, not only was it a great show, a lot of people had a lot of fun, raised several hundred thousand dollars for that effort.
Yeah, I can remember when Kirkley was talking about, you know, the original goal of 150, if we could just get 150,000, we could just buy the house from the owner that had it and then start working on it. And now we've got 300,000. Dr. Hawkins and the ASU Preservation Group have gotten some grants. There's a master plan that's been developed, as you said. And what an incredible treasure of history in Northeast Arkansas.
Sometimes in Arkansas, I fear that we don't do enough to promote our own heritage, the incredible people who have come out of this state. We have that, you know, I'm not going to get in that whole issue of the Arkansas inferiority complex, but in many ways it's really real. And hear people all over the world, Johnny Cash is an icon to them. We've got the place where he was raised, right off a busy interstate, right off of Interstate 55, and we've never mined that. And it's on the main road from St. Louis to Memphis, two great tourism draw cities. You've got all the music attractions in Memphis with Graceland and the Rock and Soul Museum and the Stax Museum and everything that goes on there, and it would be an easy day trip. And even with nothing there, you still had busloads of people would stop. Now I think if you can, you know, get the restoration finished, do the museum exhibits that the people at Arkansas State are talking about, I think we're sitting on a potential gold mine there from a tourism standpoint.
I really do. And that was why we got involved in the first place. Obviously, the similarity with the creation of the Rural Electrification Program, along with these projects Eleanor and Franklin did in the 1930s, the 40 acres and a mule. But beyond that, just the economic and community development potential for a very poor part of our state. And, you know, the stories abound, but the one where we went up for the first visit and the mayor of Dice shows us the visitor's log. And you see names from people. These people had come to visit Sun Records in Memphis and then heard about Johnny Cash's childhood home being so close, took the day trip up, a half an hour and a half trip up. and sign the register, and you've got Norway, Sweden,
wow,
France, Austria, New York. I mean, the all of the contiguous United States, but all over the world, and there's nothing there. It's just a shanty. And so this project and that $300,000 seed capital is going to help develop this and restore it back to its original beauty.
Well, if you will read the E section in today's Arkansas Democrat Gazette, Linda Calouette's article, it'll give you an overview. But, boy, what a great thing for Arkansas.
Yeah, that was
right
cool.
There.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Really excited about that. Thanks again to Kevin Crass, my old classmate from Ouachita Baptist University. He played college basketball. Did you realize that?
There are a lot of famous folks from that university. I'm never surprised about that.
Yeah, Kevin and I went to Ouachita together, now chairman of the War Memorial Stadium Commission, for coming on early in the hour. This next half hour is going to be the only times we're going to actually open up the phones this morning. So if you want to comment on the Razorback game last night, I want you to grade them. I mean, obviously you expected a big win. Was it an A+, an A minus, a little below what you expected? What do you feel about it? Did you see what you wanted to see? 433-1037, 433-1037 as we move to football. Last week, and Doug is a fellow football aficionado. I think he was in front of the television about 8 hours yesterday.
Regrettably, yes.
Yeah. I went to a college football game, saw UAM make an amazing comeback against Arkansas Tech. Unfortunately, I'd gone down with Dr. Tom DeBlack of the Arkansas Tech faculty, so he was grumpy all the way home. But UAM scores 28 points in the fourth quarter to come from behind. They were down 31-10 and won that ball game 38-31. So I was at a college football game, but listened to some of the post game on the way back, and just want to know how you feel. I was with Bobby Petrino out at the Touchdown Club on Monday, and I've got to tell you, it is remarkable to me the difference in his appearance this past Monday and 2 years ago. 2 years ago, he was uptight. You could tell he was nervous about the season. Of course, he hadn't inherited much from a talent standpoint. He was coming off a losing season, but he made the progress. He got him to the Liberty Bowl. Not only did he get the Hogs in a bowl that second year, they won it. Then they get to a BCS game the third year. They don't win it. Should have won it. Scoop and score. Scoop and score. And it just comes back like Tourette's, as I said last week. And they don't win it. Now the next step, get to a BCS game and win that. Is Arkansas at that level? And did you see what you wanted to see last night? I said again a week ago, the goal of these first three games, obviously, is to win all three of them, to get your starters some good work, to get the cobwebs off, to play your younger people, get good film on them, be able to look at them in a game situation, and hopefully, and there's luck involved here always, but not get anybody injured. And if you do that coming into Alabama, hopefully you're ready to go to Tuscaloosa and pull off the upset on September 24th. So we want to hear from you in the next half hour on what you thought last night. 433-1037. We go to Dave in North Little Rock. David, good morning. You're on the buzz.
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
I'm doing great this morning. Thank you.
Well, you know, we kind of know each other from way back. You know, it's been about 30-something years
since I've been here. Yes, sir. I recognize the voice immediately, even though they didn't put a last name up. It has been a long time.
Yeah. I graduated from that other school across the street from you.
That's
you know?
Okay.
But anyway, about the Razorbacks, you know, I think they did all right. You know, just like what you said, I agree with you, you know, what you just said in your on your commentary. But one thing kind of got me kind of worried is the running game. You know, it's not like it was, you know, last year where they started off, you know, with a running game. But besides that, I think everybody's going to, you know, pick up everything. One more thing I want to tell you. You know, some of you, when you were talking about the Battle of the Ravine last year.
Oh, yeah, Ouachita against Henderson.
You never did mention the big marshmallow drop.
Well, that was one of the all-time classics. Of course, Henderson has an aviation program, one of the best college aviation programs in the country. And there was a huge showdown in 1975. Ouachita and Henderson were both in the top four nationally, Doug. Henderson's aviation program, they painted thousands of marshmallows red and gray. That's a lot of work. And then they flew over the Ouachita campus and dumped these marshmallows all on the Ouachita campus.
Oh, that's great.
It was one of the great pranks ever, I thought, in college football. Yeah.
Well, I got to go.
Thanks, David. Thank you for bringing that up. Your thoughts on the Hogs last night? George is here in Little Rock. Good morning, George. You're on the buzz.
Good morning. I guess went to the game last night. I think Arkansas may have the best top eight defensive linemen in the nation. I was very impressed by the defensive front seven. Running game, I think we missed Nile. I think there's still time for that to develop. Your question, I think it's all I wanted to see. I don't think you'd give them any higher than a B-plus playing a team like that, but they did everything they could do and should do. So I was pretty happy with that.
You're talking about missing Nile Davis. There's no doubt about that. Ronnie Wingo, 11 carries for 43 yards last night. And it's hard to tell against a Missouri State, but is he going to be the back you really need down the stretch against an Alabama or an LSU?
I think he's going to have to be the back against Alabama, but if I had to predict, I'd say that Cody Walker emerges about the fifth or sixth game, similar to what Davis did last year.
Really? That's interesting.
Doug White here, I got a question for you. Since you were at the game, did they open up the playbook, or it seemed to me just from reading about it and listening to it that it was about, 60% of the playbook?
I'd say, as expected, when you're playing Missouri State, I think they got a little more work with Mitchell than I expected to see happen with the fiasco on his first series, but
all right, thank you, George. We got to go to a break. If you're not in line already, get in 433-1037. We want to see what you thought about the Hogs' performance, up to what you were expecting. Is there anything that worries you as we move into this 2011 season? We'll be back with more of your calls right after this on the Sunday Buzz on 103.7 The Buzz.
Money.